Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place. In our gospel, Jesus is invited to a banquet with a bunch of well-to-do Pharisees. And he notices that they're very interested in choosing the places of honor at the table, the places near to the host. And so he tells them a parable instructing them to do the opposite of that, because then the host will go and invite them up to a higher place and they will be honored. Now, on one level, this is practical advice for this world. You know, what Jesus says might well happen. The host might call you up to a higher place. But on a more important level, of course, this is a spiritual teaching. The spiritual teaching is that we should humble ourselves and go and take the lowest place. And when we do that, God will honor us on the last day. And the thing about Jesus, as opposed to all other moral teachers, is that he actually lives up to his own teaching perfectly. So we can see that in his life. As we heard in the Alleluia verse before the gospel, Jesus says, "Learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart." Go and take the lowest place. This is just what Jesus did. From all eternity, the second person of the Trinity, God the Son, was in heaven at the right hand of the Father. All dominion and power, all honor and glory was his, and rightfully so. But he put it all aside. He gave it all up and came down to earth, to the lowest place. He became not glorious as the Creator God, but a small creature, a defenseless baby, a child of the poor. Not only that, but homeless, sleeping in a barn, shivering in the cold, with no bed but an animal's feeding trough. And then later, he found an even lower place as a condemned criminal, tortured to death, dying in the worst way, the most shameful death, the infamous death of the cross. Jesus did this for me. He took the lowest place for me. What will I do for him? How is God calling me to take the lowest place? What does that look like for me? What does that mean? Maybe it means being the one who does the dishes and takes out the trash, even when your spouse or your family doesn't notice, even when it seems like it should be their turn. Maybe it means accepting difficulties without complaining. In your relationships, maybe it means not always needing to be right to have the last word. Maybe it means listening more to the troubles of others instead of putting your own troubles on center stage in the conversation. Maybe it means instead of going to a fancy restaurant, going to Subway or McDonald's. Maybe it means, like Jesus said in our gospel, giving a banquet for the poor, the blind, the homeless, those unable to repay you. In the Twin Cities, one woman began doing that in 1985, feeding the poor, those who could not repay her. Despite many difficulties over the years, Mary Jo Copeland continued giving banquets to those unable to repay her. Today, we call our organization Sharing and Caring Hands, and they serve thousands of meals a day and provide transitional housing for 600 needy adults and children. How is the Lord calling me to take the lowest place, the place of a servant? Let's ask him right now. Let's pray. Jesus, I know you took the lowest place for me, even though I'm totally unable to repay you. I thank you and praise you for that. Please help me to know how you're calling me to take the lowest place in my life. Inspire me, show me ways to serve those in need, to humbly serve those around me, in my home, my school, my workplace, my family. Increase my desire for this. Since you have taken the lowest place for me, help me to desire to take the lowest place for love of you. Teach me how to live this way, to live your way. I ask this of you because of your great love for me. Amen.